We welcome in on the Stanley Fincen Gates Hotline ETSU Athletic Director Scott Carter. What's up, Scott?
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Man, we're like anybody, man. We're adapting, controlling what we can control.
Amen. It's the serenity prayer these days. That's exactly right.
You know, we talked to Philip Fulmer last hour, and the challenges that Tennessee and programs in the SEC face in the current climate with the coronavirus and the effects, and having spring sports canceled, and your basketball team, it gets its run ended. But I know there are some unique challenges at smaller schools, at non-Power 5 schools. How have you and your staff been handling that with your coaches, with your athletes, and evaluating your whole program dealing with this crisis?
Well, it's been quite the process. And before I jump into that, I'll just say I was really excited to talk to you guys. But when Eric told me we would talk at 11, I didn't realize I was going to be following Elvis right before. it was kind of a neat situation. Coach and I were actually on a big conference call for the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame, which we're both on that board, having great conversations with people all around the state. And he said he had to duck out at 10:30. I said, I think I know what he's doing. I'll kind of start with some of that and then jump right into your question. You know, it's so refreshing, even in the times we're living in and the challenges that we're all facing, that people are still working so hard together for the greater good of our communities, of our regions, of our schools, of our state, of our country, and certainly the whole world. And I know I'm privileged, I know as you guys are, just to continue to be able to interact with people, whether it be on phone call or Zoom calls or interviews like you guys are doing, and just see the work people are doing. And you know, through adversity, it's just like anything in sports, you know, I mean, whether you have a turnover or an injury or a fluke play that goes against you, you know, this is real life. And we're really having to just dig down, roll our sleeves up and evaluate everything that we do, certainly to flag the things that are going great, to make sure we protect and guard those at every possible turn, but then evaluate, you know, what can we be doing better? And I think we're always trying to do that, but these times give us a little bit more ability to focus on trying to be razor sharp as to those things. And to jump into your question, at our level, and there's similarities across the board, I mean, how we're dealing with just the day-to-day of not having our staff and our coaches and our student-athletes, you know, around us. I've been trying to, day by day, we've got about 400 student-athletes in our department up here, and I've been calling every one of them team by team by team, just to have conversations. I miss a lot of them. They don't have my cell phone number. I think they think I'm a telemarketer calling them, maybe. Leave a voicemail here and there. But the conversations I know I've been able to have with some of our young people, you know, I took those for granted. We see them in the hallways. We see them on the practice fields, in the weight rooms, in the training rooms. And I know I'll never take those things for granted anymore. But certainly the personal relationships, the everyday adjustments that we're having to make, and then the big picture business situations, which, you know, we certainly still don't have a clear picture of what the future is going to hold, but I don't think anybody's ever seen a curveball, maybe not since World War II, of what we're going through right now, just to simply have an entire spring, whole set of seasons and championships and, you know, graduations. When you think about why we're all here and doing this, is the academic component, that are just not going to happen in their normal format. So it's tough, but I do think a lot of people have really been able to focus on some other very, very important priorities.
It's good to hear that you're doing that, Scott. Again, we're talking with Scott Carter, ETSU Athletic Director, because one of the perks of being a student athlete in college is it's not just all the physical stuff that you get in development. It's the mental and emotional support and development that you get along the way. And, you know, it's everywhere. People are struggling. Quarantine life is hard. People are losing their jobs. Kids can't see each other. They can't work out. I mean, the mental and emotional support probably has never been more important than now. So that's really cool that you're reaching out to the teams directly to do that. Cause I think that, you know, putting myself in their shoes, that would have been very welcomed, I think, by me, the student athlete, to get to talk to anybody that makes you feel like there's a sense of normalcy coming. That's pretty cool.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I mean, I remember going back and always trying to put ourselves, like you just said, you know, what was it like when we were freshmen? What was it like when we were seniors? What was it like when we were at different stages of our life? And while it changes and evolves through time, you know, I think of the room of freshmen when they come together, when they first get to campus, and everybody's, you know, they want to be tough. They want to be grown or mature or whatever, but they're 18-year-old freshmen, and they don't know what college life's all about. They don't even know where the post office is or the cafeteria is, and they're following those seniors around. And I think once they realize there's a team and there's upperclassmen and there's people that you can lean on and talk to that have been there and done that before, it helps. And I think that equates to right now. You know, the thing that people keep saying is we're stronger together. And we're all in this together, and everybody's feeling the same way. Nobody is on an island by themselves going through this, and I think we've got to continue to remind ourselves of that. Whatever we're feeling, everybody else is feeling too. We're not alone with this. We just need to talk about it, lean on one another, and I think through that, a lot of good ideas, a lot of good perspectives. You know, the biggest thing we've told our kids, particularly our basketball team, y'all mentioned earlier, who had, you know, one of the greatest years, maybe the greatest year in school history, 30 wins, ran through our conference tournament in Nashville, a sold-out crowd just about every time we played over there, sold out our venue here at Freedom Hall multiple times. What Coach Forbes has done has been unbelievable. You know, we really encourage them to focus on what you got to do, you know, that just choose to look at life that way. Focus on all the things you got to do as a player, you got to do as a team, you got to do with your teammates and your coaches, because if you focus on what you didn't get to do, you're going to drive yourself crazy, and that's probably going to be a step towards the pathway of your whole life. Don't be one of those people that thinks I didn't get to do that or I didn't get to do this, or, you know, there's a victim kind of mentality that you could adopt with that. Be proud of what you did get to do. And I tell those guys, heck, they could be 60, 70, 80 years old and tell their grandson, you know, we would have won it all had we had the chance. So they're going to have that great old man story to tell one day.
Exactly.
You have found yourself in a unique position at ETSU, which is your programs have had a lot of success. But at the same time, you've been able to maintain a stability at the head coaching spots. I look across the board. You have a successful soccer program that has its head coach in his ninth year. You have a softball staff with Brad Irwin, who's been there for a long time, had a lot of success. Steve Forbes has built that basketball program in. Brittany Azell's built the women's basketball program. How challenging is it to balance success with stability when, you know, when your coaches have success, other schools are going to come looking for them?
Well, I think that's certainly a component of the world we live in at what they call a mid-major program or an FCS program. And, you know, I this is my home. I mean, I'm from Knoxville, grew up, went to Halls High School and went to, gosh, to Tennessee football games, sitting in Section L, row 17, 1 and 2 with my dad till the time I came to college and had a chance to have a scholarship up here to ETSU where I played fullback. So this is all I know is East Tennessee and the people here. So what I would say is where we have, I think, a great leg up and a great advantage is it's an unbelievable, probably, and I know I'm biased, but I think what you just said, it's a testament to it. It's one of the greatest places to live on the planet. The people are wonderful. What you get to do from an entertainment perspective, engaging with people, how you can recruit as a coach to the natural resources that we have here with the beauty of the mountains and the rivers and the lakes. But more than anything, the people, some of the kindest people in the world live right here. And I tell our coaches that when we talk to a new coach, bringing them in, and any time I have the ability to talk to a recruit, I tell them this because I believe it with all my heart. You know, the mountains are beautiful and the lakes are great and the stadiums and the locker rooms and the weight rooms, all that's awesome and it's beautiful. And, you know, when we were at Tennessee, we built incredible things that they've still got, and we're building the same thing up here. I'm very, very proud of what we have at ETSU. I put it against anybody at our level in the country. But what I tell them is none of that can love you back. Only the people can love you back. And I'll put our people against anybody out there because they're honest, they're genuine, they're loyal, and they're recruiting kids that are just like them to come into our programs. That's what success is built on, in my opinion.
Well, and Scott, again, ETSU Athletic Director Scott Carter joining us. I mean, your upbringing in athletic administration, you've seen the good, the bad, you've got to meet everybody. I mean, you know what you're doing, and taking all of the things that you're saying and then actually implementing them You know, one of the things that has been cool to see this the stability that you've had up there. I mean, it's just it's incredible, and that we're really excited because we get to talk for a couple hours a day on your flagship AM 640 on the Sports Monster every day. So that's when we actually can get around people again. I'm going to get up there, and you'll have to let me take you out to lunch.
No, I can't wait for you guys to get up here and show you around and share with you all the what we're doing. And you're right. I mean, I think the stability of leadership is a very, very important part of success and certainly sustained success. And, you know, I would say as it relates to our coaches, we were talking about a moment ago, I think they love living here. I think they feel welcome here. Every year we're able to continue to build on a relationship with anything, whether it's college sports or any business. I think the longer you're somewhere, the harder it is to go elsewhere. And I think people – and they enjoy raising their families here and going to church here, and there's so many other things to entertain with restaurants and other things. But ultimately, you know, I think that we've got an alumni base, a season ticket base, people that we've asked to help. We've asked everybody, and that's the philosophy I learned at Tennessee, and there's some great people. Is for the most part, if you ask somebody to love you in the state of Tennessee, they're going to love you. They're going to give you a chance. And you've got to keep them in love with you, you know, and in our business, that means winning. That means championships. That means recruiting good student athletes that represent the university the right way. You got to take the flowers to the fans on a regular basis and entertain them and keep them excited, but they will give you a chance. They will give you the benefit of the doubt, and they want to be supportive. It's such a part of our culture here, and you can't fake that. That is as genuine as it gets in the state of Tennessee, certainly in East Tennessee, and I think that contributes greatly to that stability you're talking about.
All right. We appreciate your time, certainly, with everything that's going on. I want to ask you this in closing. What's next for ETSU Athletics? I had the opportunity to tour some of the facilities. We were up there with softball a few weeks ago. It feels like a couple of months now, but just a few weeks. You've done a lot from a facility standpoint. You've done a lot from a coaching standpoint. What's next for ETSU Athletics and for my once every 2 year visit? I hope softball press box is somewhere on that list.
Well, you know, we actually just did a little bit to that softball press box. We had a really nice donor to help us make some improvements there. It may not be the full 2,000 square foot air conditioned situation, but it's a lot better than what it once was. So come on up, and we'll pray for good weather that day. But you know, what's next for us is just continuing. You know, great relationships with people, working with the university's mission. You know, our university's mission has not wavered at all, even through these challenging times we're living through right now. You know, we have a goal to get to 18,000 students here, and I think it's exciting for me to get to talk with you guys because being from Knoxville and knowing that Knox County is our fourth highest enrollment county, you know, we've got students down there that some are athletes, some are college students that just want to get a little bit, you know, away from home just a little bit, come up the road about 100 miles, and be a part of a great family, a great institution. And it all works together. You know, whatever we can do from an athletic department to drive the mission of our university, that's what we want to do. You know, literally right now in dealing with these difficulties that we're all dealing with, our external office, our external athletic offices are working with our admissions and enrollment offices to put together basically highlight videos for campus. You know, we do it so regularly on ball games and championships and seasons in review. And Eric, I was watching the other day. I was checking a couple things out when you reached out to me the other day, and I think I've watched you throw at the Meacham about five different times at that Cal game back in 06 and hand it to Hardesty, and I'll never forget that. But the highlights that still live on from that, you know, in college sports, we get to do that on a regular basis. We get pretty good at it. We're working with our campus right now to collaborate efforts and work together because the mission's going to remain the same. It's going to be a growing our enrollment, educating our people, serving the people of our region. And I think we have an incredible part to play from the athletics department standpoint, fitting in the overall university's mission in doing that. And we say it, it's excellence every day. You ask me what's next, championships. We want to win championships in every sport we play. If we're going to take the time and the effort and the energy to put in the work, to make the demands, to be away from family, once we get back to normal, all those things that it takes to be a champion, that's going to be the expectation. And that's actually the number two priority because number one is going to be graduation. And those two things are never going to waver.
ETSU Athletic Director Scott Carter joining us. Appreciate your time. I got to tell you hi. I was just texting with him. Heavy Harris told me to tell you hi.
My man, I'm glad,
yeah,
glad
right?
to hear he's doing well.
He's doing
oh,
great.
Man. Number 10, it's good to hear your voice, buddy. It's been a long time. I can't wait to see
Too
you
long.
When things get better and come up here. And congratulations on y'all's success. And so thankful y'all are in our market now, man. I look forward to enjoying a great relationship with you guys.